Well, it's a family's worst nightmare, the disappearance of a loved one. And in Australia, it's a fate that disproportionately affects Aboriginal people. Right now, the relatives of 27-year-old Jeremiah Rivers are grappling with this reality. The Indigenous man went missing in suspicious circumstances in southwest Queensland more than a month ago. They're asking why cases involving Aboriginal people fail to gain the same level of attention as others. Matt Bamford reports.
As she scours the remote bushland, thousands of kilometres from home, Brenda Garstone says the feeling of helplessness is hard to shake. She's flown to Queensland from Western Australia to search for her nephew, Jeremiah J.O. Rivers.
Just feels like there's not too much support. J.O.'s kind of almost, the case of him is dissolving.
The 27-year-old was last seen on October 18, walking away from a remote campsite near Nacundra, which is towards the borders with SA and New South Wales. Police searched the site for 5 days without luck. They're now looking for the occupants of a white Ford Focus, stolen from the Sunshine Coast and driven more than 1,000 kilometres to the area where Jeremiah was last seen. CCTV footage has identified two passengers, but Detective Acting Superintendent Stephen Blanchfield says there could be more people they want to speak to.
The vehicle was stolen more than 24 hours before Jeremiah went missing. That is of interest to us because that is an unusual thing for a vehicle stolen at the Sunshine Coast to do.
Officers are also interviewing 5 of Jeremiah's fellow campers. Brenda Garstone can't understand why he's missing.
He is a young fella that is known to family as a caring, loving person, and he would never do anything to hurt anyone.
Sadly, she's not alone. According to police data collected in 2019, missing persons cases involving Indigenous Australians made up around 6% of open cases in Queensland, 7% in New South Wales, and 17% in Western Australia. A report for the Australian Federal Police found 20% of missing children are Indigenous. Brenda Garstone says it's a painful realisation just weeks after the search for Cleo Smith made international headlines.
You read about it in the history books, the way our people have been treated over these years, feeling it firsthand. You know, I mean, I'm not surprised, unfortunately, but it's not good enough.
It's a phenomenon affecting First Nations people around the world. The Canadian government this year released a multi-billion dollar plan to address the disappearance of thousands of Indigenous women. And now it's become a matter for the Australian Parliament, thanks to an inquiry launched by WA Green Senator Dorinda Cox. The Yamatji Noongar woman says the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee will examine the causes and response to missing and murdered First Nations women and children.
This issue has continued for generations. Generations of families and communities that have been affected.
Associate Professor Silky Myers from Monash University says there are several reasons why these cases are not well recognised.
Individual biases, community biases. Often the challenge more broadly is for young men that they're not necessarily perceived to be an ideal victim. I think the general predominant media representation of First Nations young men is very often much more offender focused, problem focused, protest focused, you know, public nuisance focused.
The criminologist says it's a trap that investigators and the media need to be wary of.
We need to shift how we think about who is an ideal victim and you know, who may be vulnerable. And obviously, if a young man disappears, you know, on a camping trip or whatever, there's vulnerabilities attached to it. And there should be the same dedication that we see regardless of cultural identity.
It's cold comfort right now for Brenda Garstone, who's determined to find out what happened to Jeremiah.
We love him and we miss him. We are not going to give up. We're a very strong family and we are not going to let this go without a fight.
Brenda Garstone ending Matt Bamford's report.